You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. AgriTeam Services joining us. Clay with us. You guys have a couple locations in Hafford and Glaslyn. But to be quite honest, what's the history? I haven't heard you guys a lot.
So AgriTeam was a small independent company that Rick and Harlene Simmons started up in 1983. They started off just as in dry fertilizer.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then they moved on into liquid fertilizer in 1988, and it started off just right out of their backyard. Basically, our Hafford location is literally right in their yard.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's it.
Yeah. And in 2003, they purchased the location in Glaslyn. And in 2013, they expanded up there to make a new office in Kempshead. And throughout the years, I guess in 2015, AgriTeam in Hafford, they built a new office, fertilizer shed plant there, just to make it more efficient for all our customers. And I've only been there 6 years, so I mean, I've never got the privilege of working out of the old fertilizer shed, but I heard that it was not near as nice as it is today.
6 years. If you'd have robbed a bank, you'd probably be on parole by now. So, yeah. Listen, I got to ask you. So, but I mean, you're more than just this now. I mean, soil testing and stuff like that's pretty big now too, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really picking up, and especially the last couple of years, it's really grown lots. Now that fertilizer prices have come down this spring, but last year when nitrogen was $1,300 a ton, and then even this fall it was trending like it was going to be going back up there to that point again, and so people wanted to make sure that they needed what they're putting down. They're not just going with blends they're familiar with.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, you're a four-season kind of company because there's something always to do with the producers out there and things like that. One thing that I've heard, and it makes a lot of sense, is the fact that if a producer keeps doing the same thing year after year after year, they're basically setting themselves up for a catastrophic situation where they have created super weeds.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so easy to fall back into what you know, right?
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And price, I mean, is a big driver in lots of this. Glyphosate is easy. You don't have to rinse out your sprayer tank. Hey, let's just throw it in. That's our pre-burn.
Yeah.
And not mixing active ingredients or groups. Just like you say, you're making super weeds that in not a lot of time are going to be impossible to kill. Like kochia, we already got group 9, group 4. In some cases, we got group 2 resistant kochia. And I mean, those are huge portions of our chemical portfolio.
So listen, if people have questions, if producers have questions about what's right, or they want to get soil testing done so they want to make the right decision, or whatever it is, whatever input, whether it's herbicide or fungicide or pre-burn, whatever, how do they get hold of you?
Well, they can call us directly at either location, agriteamservices.ca. Those are probably the best ways to get a hold of us. Or you can drive right down to the location and talk to us.
I was going to say that. Coffee's always on.
Yeah, coffee's on.
Hey, Clay, thanks for joining us. You have a super day.
Thanks, you too.